This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Officials in Afghanistan say Taliban insurgents have attacked an army base in a northern province, killing at least 7 Afghan soldiers and wounding 6 others. Separately, local officials say Taliban insurgents ambushed a police convoy Tuesday in the northeastern Kapisa province, killing a district police commander and his security guard. Opposition activists say a missile struck a school building in northwestern Syria on Tuesday, killing 8 civilians. This as government forces captured a key village held by al-Qaeda insurgents in the last rebel stronghold in the war-torn country. Syrian troops also surrounded a Turkish observation post in the area. Russia has released 5 Japanese fishing boats and their 24 crewmen after detaining them for a week for allegedly violating fishing agreements near a group of disputed islands. The ships were seized near a group of islands in Japan's northern region of Hokkaido. The islands were seized by forces of the former Soviet Union in the final days of World War II. Japan continues to claim the island chain, which it calls the Northern Territories. Now the latest on the impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Jackie Quinn reports the top Democrat in the Senate says he's willing to negotiate the terms of an impeachment trial with the Senate's majority leader.
Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says his plan is to copy the framework of the Bill Clinton impeachment trial. Democrat Chuck Schumer says this is different than 1999, when a special counsel had already interviewed multiple witnesses under oath. And Schumer's concerned Republicans have the votes to block Democrats from requesting witness testimony.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. U.S. stocks are mixed in midday trading. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. President Trump says the U.S. is ready to deal with any Christmas gift that North Korea has threatened to deliver amid stalled nuclear negotiations between the two nations.
Maybe it's a nice present. Maybe it's a present where he sends me a beautiful vase as opposed to a missile test, right? I may get a vase. I may get a nice present from him. You don't know. You never know.
North Korea has called on the U.S. to make concessions in the nuclear talks and warned earlier this month it is entirely up to the U.S. what Christmas gift it will select to get.
We'll find out what the surprise is, and we'll deal with it very successfully. Let's see what happens. Everybody's got surprises for me, but let's see what happens. I handle them as they come along.
The nuclear negotiations have been stalled since February, with North Korea seeking sanctions relief before giving up any of its nuclear capability, a path the United States has so far rejected. Venice was hit by another flood on Tuesday, a month after the worst flooding in 50 years. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
A soggy start to the festive season as Venice was hit by another high tide on Christmas Eve. It did little to deter tourists to the canal city, donning colourful shoe protectors as they waded through the water or attempted to stay dry on viewing platforms. Despite a tide peaking at 54 inches, market vendors continued to sell their wares and produce. According to the city's mayor, last month's floods caused around 1 billion euros of damage and severely impacted Venice's tourism industry.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Hong Kong riot police fired tear gas at thousands of protesters Tuesday after scuffles in shopping malls and in a prime tourist district. Protesters inside the malls had thrown umbrellas and other objects at police, who responded by beating some demonstrators with batons, with one pointing his gun at the crowd but not firing. Well, Santa Claus has begun his magical Christmas Eve journey, delivering presents around the world. As in years past, the U.S. military is tracking him. General Terence O'Shaughnessy says his team is using high-tech equipment to follow Santa around the world.
We have sensors, starting with our North Warning System in the Arctic and the northern parts of Canada and Alaska. We have radars, we have satellites that we can track Santa with.
And the general says there are many ways for you to track Santa, too.
You want to go to www.noradsanta.org, or, of course, you can use Alexa, you can use your OnStar. You can use Twitter or Facebook. We're connected in a multitude of ways.
O'Shaughnessy adds that children should not wait up for Santa. The jolly old elf works best when everyone is asleep. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.